Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It is December of 2013. It seems like a moment ago when we faced with you and thousands of old souls around the planet and told you to hold on. We described that the prophecy of the precession of the equinoxes was thousands of years old. We described that those in the Mayan civilizations, the prophets of their time, had put together the time fractals in a way where their calendar reflected the esoterics of the wobble of the earth. We told you that their vision was so profound that the end of their calendar coincided with the beginning of a new era. We told you that in between the end of 2012 and the beginning of 2014, there would be times of recalibration. Channel after channel telling you what was recalibrating, which basically was just about everything. We told you to hold on. We indicated that seeds were being planted for bigger things. We told you that there would be a difficulty in this year for you, and that some of you would find it more difficult than others. And in a moment, I'm going to itemize some of the things that were difficult and tell you what's going to happen from here on. I can tell you these things just like I could tell you about 2013. Because you've created them. This is not prophecy, dear ones. This is a report. I see the bigger picture. You cannot see, old soul, as you sit listening to this. You see only the oneness of yourself and a few of your friends. It's impossible for you to see an overview that spirit can see based upon the billions of souls on the planet, the intents that are there, some of the surprises that are positive, which you will see, some of the consciousness shifts that are only just beginning to occur, and through all of it, we repeated and we repeated and we repeated that dark energy dies hard. So that you would understand that it is a slow process of coming out of the mud. And the mud wants to suck you back in. It has a lot to lose with the light that you are shining onto this planet. But this year was the recalibrating year. I know what you've been through. I know the friends you've lost. Way too soon. I know of the seemingly odd circumstances that some of you were in. So let's just say what you're thinking, that it doesn't suit a light worker, or that you didn't deserve it. That's recalibrating. Then I told Yao Yi that this was his year. Now those who are listening to this, apart from this group of old souls in the chairs, This may be a non sequitur because I'm now going to talk to Yahi and describe some things and explain some things we've never explained. It's time. And so, listener, trust that what I'm going to say fits into a bigger picture. Those of you in the room have heard Yahi speak, and so you are more aware of the meaning behind what I'm going to say. I'm going to reveal a function of the body that you are working with that you're not really aware you're working with. You are, as Yahi. How do I explain this? Yahi, you walked into your vision and DNA talked to you. 15 minutes. And you got to hear it. And at some level, you were aware that you were not talking to one molecule. You were walked into your own DNA, by the way. I think you knew that. There was something unusual. You've not described all of it. I know that. You were talking to over 100 trillion molecules at the same time. There is a process that will be discovered that you are currently using. Medicine, esoteric medicine, has been using it for centuries, and they don't know really what it is. Homeopathy is mysterious because homeopathy takes a tincture too small to chemically react to anything in the body and places it into the body and is absorbed normally under the tongue, and it works. And if you ask those homeopathy inclined human beings that dispense and use it, they will come up with all manner of reasons why it works. But the reason it works is because this is you communicating to what is called the innate intelligent body, not your intellect, not your brain, and not what you think is your chemistry. The tincture is a signal to the body to heal itself. The tincture isn't guided anywhere, but the body sees the intent of the human being and the chemical in the medicine. And the innate smart body does something. It starts to heal where it knows it should heal. How many kinds of homeopathy remedies are there? Countless, known to work without any guidance at all. There's a process in the body. Science does not know what it does not know. It thinks it does. It thinks it can project the next level, but it can't. Yahi knows that. And in his talk, he is saying you can project beyond 100 years, and he's right. If allowed to do so by other human beings around you. And now, Yahi, you know why he came. Let's talk about your invention. Your recent one. You described a go there and stay there technology. Now, the ones sitting in the chairs don't know anything about that. You do, and I do. And you know you're either incredibly lucky or you're dealing with something else. Because to guide a stem cell and to go there and stay there attribute is like taking a human being and reporting to a city of a million people, standing on the outskirts and finding one person in particular by accident and chance. And yet it works. Go there and stay there is a macro program, accomplishing a minuscule result. How? Trillions, if not hundreds of trillions, of molecules of DNA, all identical in the human body. They talk to each other. Science doesn't know that yet. They may have thought of it, but they don't know it. There is a mystery here of how DNA does what it does. It must communicate. And yet there's no process of communication that's really seen or understood or acknowledged. We have told you this before. We've written books upon it. Your DNA has quantum attributes. But there's more. The DNA in your body, I see as one element. That is because the DNA in the human body with itself is in an entangled state with itself. This is a quantum physics attribute that is not yet understood and not been applied to biology. It represents the smart body, the innate body. And if you want proof of that, it's everywhere. What do you know about identical twins? You know that they have the same DNA and they're the only humans on the planet that do. And what do you know about studies of identical twins? You know that they can be on opposite sides of the planet and both have the same intuition at the same time about something that's happening. What does that tell you about their DNA? It's connected. It's connected at a quantum state. What do you know about quantumness in DNA? And the answer is almost nothing. So let me fill you in. It's beautiful. Let me fill you in. Because it's going to temper everything you do from now on. Now go slow, my partner. I want this to be right. It has to do with what's going on to the recalibration in the human being. What I'm going to describe is the recalibration and what is changing within you. The field in DNA is quantum and responds in various ways to quantumness, not linearity, not chemistry, and not intellectual thought. This is a world that you've not measured yet and you can't see yet, and there are no instruments to prove it yet, and there will be. And when there are, you'll see it clearly and you'll know I'm right. If DNA is in a quantum state, that means that it has quantum attributes with other things in quantum states. What else is quantum? The tones that you're singing are quantum. The seed biology from the Pleiadians is quantum. I'll just go ahead and state it, and you, Yai, can figure it out, that at a quantum level, this field that connects all the DNA has one intelligence, and it is connected to the template. And that means that it knows, like homeopathy, exactly what you're trying to do. And it is benevolent to the max. Your DNA chemistry may be working at 30 to 35%, but the template's at 100%. And therefore, the field around your DNA is already there. You, as a human being, have the choice of invention and intent and decisions of life. But at the DNA quantum level, there's a cheering section that's connected to the template that's benevolent and will cooperate with anything you give it. Early in your experiments, Yai, you discovered something very unusual. A homeopathy effect of a laser. Only at a quantum level, if you could trigger instruction sets to even a few molecules of DNA, all of them got the picture at the same time. Even if you gave it to them in a linear fashion, all of them got it at the same time. Your go there and stay there is cooperative with the benevolence of the human being, which is connected to the template and it knows exactly what you're telling it. And it will always work. It will always work. The more refined your go there and stay there becomes, the more benevolence is seen and understood as your instructions. And the body heals itself through the template. You already know that. Quantum homeopathy is what you're doing. The parts and the pieces in linearity, they don't really add up to the whole, do they, Yai? The rest of the story is a handshake with entangled DNA of the human body, connected to the template, knowing you, knowing what's happening, knowing what you're trying to do, and assisting you in the impossible. I just told you why it all works. There's more. There always is more. But knowing this, you can go to some of the next steps that you've been looking at and thinking of. Dear ones, this is the field that has been just a little off all year. The very benevolence of your DNA connected to the template has been recalibrating. Sometimes it's with the template, sometimes it's not with the template. And that is why you felt like you felt, and that is why the sickness, and that is why. Let's list them. Let's list them. Health is first. Do I have to expand upon that? More sick old souls than ever before, suddenly. Like an esoteric plague of sickness. You're recalibrating. Things are not aligned. But they're about to be. Now, spirit doesn't work with a calendar. And when January 1st, 2014 arrives, be careful you don't celebrate that everything is going to be just great. Because each one of you is different, and your paths are different, and the calibrations are different, and the solutions to the issues and the problems are different. But what I want to tell you is the seeds have been planted for recalibration this year, and 2014 is the years where they start to grow. And slowly, this DNA field of yours comes back into calibration, but with a different template. One that is enhanced and ready for things beyond the old energy. We've told you you've been in what we would call esoteric survival mode, and we've even given you the attributes to look forward to that are not survival instincts, including compassion and tolerance and temperance and generosity and all the other things that survival mode does not include. You might say it's a different kind of survival. It's a survival by creating compassion and peace on earth. and all the other things that's going to sustain human life on this planet, despite the doomsday sayers and the doomsday preppers and all the other things that continue to expect the worst. They'll get it, by the way, in their DNA, because those are the instructions they're giving. Now, what are your instructions? Because that's the next thing I want to talk about. Health. Now that you know what is going on in your own body and that it is benevolent and is starting to reoccur and line up, you have the opportunity to give it quantum instructions with your intuition. I didn't say with your brain, did I? You have to use conceptual, intuitive thought. See yourself healed. See yourself out of the disease or the anomaly. These are instructions which will go right into that realigned DNA with receptors that are far more willing and ready to receive your information, and the cures are going to be quick. Trust me, the worst is over. But the realignment and the facilitation of the new energies is going to take a while to fit in. So give it time. The worst is over. That's health. Consciousness. You've been just a little off. As we said, the year of full moons. Consciousness cannot align to the core that's within you when it's always being a little off. The energy is pushing and pulling it because it's recalibrating. This has pulled some of you away from spirit. Did you know that? I know who's here. I know who's listening. Some have been pulled right out of their faith, right out of their love of God. They become cynical. I know who's here. I know who's listening. That's what recalibration does. If you only trust your intellect, nothing's going to work. You know, don't you, that the connection to your higher self, that beautiful silver cord, is not a product of your synapse and your brain. You know that, don't you? You cannot intellectually examine it. It's done with the heart, the innate, the emotional body. The part that must be balanced with the intellectual part. And then you have mastery. So consciousness itself, that which you would have. I know who's here. How many of you have been trying to hold on to what you had? The feelings you had when you meditated, the connection that you had that would make you smile. The things that would make you feel good inside and are missing. I know who's here. I know who's listening. Well, let me tell you something. It's coming back. But you may have to tune to another station a little bit to get it. So be aware of that. Don't simply repeat the old ways. Try some new things. Feel the breath of God as it breathes peacefulness right now to you. That was number two, consciousness. Number two, synchronicity. It just isn't happening to many of you. Yeah, he is different. I told him personally. My partner has told him. It's his year. The synchronicity would occur this year for him. And that is because he is different. He needs to plant the seeds that will eventually begin the growth of what we described only a week ago as the new frontier on the African continent. And we have been saying that for years. And now you got to hear in this assemblage the fruition of that, the beginning of that, right where we said it would happen. Synchronicity has been explained many times, but it requires that you be in sync with yourself. As this quantum field, the benevolent connection to the template, has been readjusting itself for you, it's been hard. Things that you thought would happen didn't. Things you never thought would happen did. And it makes you question whether you're doing it right, doesn't it? I know who's here. I know who's listening. That's going to change. And slowly you'll get the sync back. Because the benevolent connection with the template source of your DNA is starting to align. You are receiving a greater percentage of activation of your DNA as a human race. Some of you will use it, some of you will not. But all humanity is receiving it, not just a few. But the light workers, the old souls, have the wisdom of the Akash to feel it and know it, to listen to messages like this and begin to use it, to align with it. Expect good things. Did you believe me a year ago when I told you about 2013? Well, believe me now. It starts to get better. Did I tell you that the old energy will die hard? It's going to try to stop you. Now, it's not an entity. It's simply dark energy that works in a certain way and balance with light. But be aware, as you watch the news and you see certain kinds of things, it's not going to look good for a while, because the news only reports the darkness. Judgment. Number four. Bad judgment. Some of you have made bad choices. You think. And you sit there beating yourself up because you made bad choices, and you think you know better. I'm an old soul. I should have wisdom. I should know not to do this. Or you've gone in certain places or schemes or trying things and they didn't work, and you say to yourself, I should know better. I'm an old soul. But that's what happens during recalibration. You see, you're not aligned. And your judgment is not what it used to be during a time of realignment. I told you a year ago it would be good if you climbed into a closet and didn't come out. Have somebody feed you under the door, so you wouldn't get in trouble. Of course, that's cry on humor, but you know what I'm saying. When you get out and about and you have to go through life and make the decisions that you make all the time, not all of them were good this year. Don't let it bring you down. Consider 2013 a year in the dark, if you want. You're moving through a fog which is clearing. It don't clear all at once, but when it is better, you'll feel it. You'll feel it in many ways, dear ones. The connection, the alignment. Nothing is better than full alignment of DNA with the template source of creation. An allowance. Oh, you have so much to allow. Benevolent DNA. Do you realize, Yayi, you're the first one to use it? Do you realize, Yayi, what you can do from now on, knowing these things? That go there and stay there. Oh, there's more to it than that. You know there is. But the DNA knows what you're doing. So try something even more stellar if you want to, and be amazed if you wish that the whole field of DNA knows who you are, what you're doing, and what the human being is allowing. And it will work. It will work. Finally, fear. You're a light worker, you're an old soul, and you continue to say, well, I'm really not afraid of anything. Oh, yes, you are. And I've used the term before, and it comes from my partner's brain, and you'll forgive me if it isn't really that funny. But this has been the year of have a little fire, Scarecrow. To destroy everything you are. You're afraid of losing the core. It only takes several things for you to doubt your spirituality, doesn't it? Am I doing it right? Spirit, am I doing it right? This shouldn't be happening. That shouldn't be happening. That shouldn't be happening. What have I done wrong? Am I doing it right? What is gone wrong? And I'm here to tell you, nothing has gone wrong. Everything is as it should be. Light worker, because you're going through this, you are the one who's recalibrating. Do you understand that? 90% of the planet is just sitting there feeling fine and nothing has happened because they're not in touch. They could be with free will and free choice. They could be. But they're not interested. You are. And because you are, you gave permission to recalibrate. How do you like that? I want everybody who's listening to this to receive this gift right now that we are pushing to you in a way that is quantum, and I will tell you, release the fear because it's a paper tiger. You're doing everything right. Everything right. Everything right. And in this process, it's going to occur to you why you're here, what you're doing here. Drop this false fear. Don't let circumstances of a recalibrated year prompt you to lose your faith. Take a hand, if you wish, and grasp that of the higher self right now. And don't let go. Because the higher self is offering this to you. It's time to finish this nonsense of recalibration, feeling odd and unusual or sick or not knowing what's wrong with you, doubting that of who you are and having funny judgment and consciousness that doesn't work. We've been with you the whole time. We told you it was coming, but it's still, when you get it, you don't know why and you're fearful. Time to drop it. It's going to be over soon. Things are going to start to align. And when they do, the synchronicity of things that you were hoping for will start to click and start to come. Some of you will have greater synchronicity than you ever imagined. You'll start to understand why certain things happened the way they did. Well, you're an old soul. You're the forerunner. Hope of the galaxy, you are. I came in all those years ago so I could give you this channel. Do you know that? And it's going to continue. But there was only hope back then that you'd cross the bridge of that shift of the precession of the equinoxes, and you will firmly cross it. And now the work begins. But past 2013, the work will be that starts to synchronize with who you are. Brian, why did we have to go through this? That's why it's called light worker. dear one, because some of it is work. Now, we're about to leave. And the next time I channel, it'll be 2014. A 7-year year of divinity. Let the seeds that you've planted through your health issues, your consciousness issues, your poor judgment, and your fear be buried in the ground. And what will grow will be the beauty that you always wanted to plant. And eventually, the turning point for peace on earth. Let compassion reign in you, dear ones, and stand tall that you made it. That you made it. And so it is.